And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday the 4th of January. There are warnings of gales in Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet and Shannon. The general synopsis at 1800. Low just south of Iceland, 1009, expected Hebrides, 1003 by 1800 Saturday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north of Cirra, south of Cirra, northwesterly, becoming cyclonic later, 3 to 5. Snow showers, then rain or snow later, good, occasionally very poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. West or northwest, backing southwest, 3 to 5. Showers, wintry at first, good, occasionally very poor at first. Humber, Thames, Dover. West or northwest, backing southwest, 3 to 5. Backing southeast, 4 to 6 later. Wintry showers, then rain or snow later. Good, occasionally poor, becoming moderate to very poor later. White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable 3 at first in north, otherwise southeasterly 4 to 6, veering southwesterly 5 to 7 later. Perhaps gale 8 later, except in White. Showers, then rain or sleet, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Biscay, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming southwesterly 6 to gale 8 in northwest. Rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 in west, perhaps gale 8 later in northwest. Fair, then occasional rain, thundery in west, moderate or good, occasionally poor in west. Fitzroy, cyclonic 5 to 7, becoming southwest 6 to gale 8, rain, perhaps thundery, moderate or poor. Sole, southeast 4 to 6, backing east 6 to gale 8, veering southwest 5 to 7 later. Showers, then rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 5 to 7, then cyclonic 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, then rain or sleet, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Irish Sea. West or southwest 2 to 4, backing east 5 to 7 later. Showers, then rain or sleet later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. Shannon, southeast 3 to 5, backing east 6 to gale 8, then becoming cyclonic later. Showers, then rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Manin, west 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northeasterly 4 to 6, except in South Hebrides. Showers, good. Faroe, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northeasterly 4 to 6. Sleet or snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, northwest 4, slight rain. 4 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest by south 2, 27 miles, 1015, falling. Lerwick, northwest 2, recent snow, 35 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, west 2, 14 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Aberdeen, northeast 1, 6 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Lucas, west by north 1, 16 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Boomer, west southwest 2, 16 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Bridlington, west northwest 2, 1020, steady. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by west, 3, 11 miles, 1023. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest by north, 2, 1023, falling slowly. Jersey, east by south, 3, 22 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east by north, 2, more than 27 miles, 1023. Scilly Automatic, east-southeast 4, 16 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Milford Haven, east 2, 7 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Aberporth, south-southwest 3, more than 38 miles, 1,022, falling slowly. Valley, west by south 3, 30 miles, 1,021, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, south-southwest 2, slight rain, 2 miles, 1,021, falling slowly. Valencia, east by south 1, 24 miles, 1,021, falling. Ronald's Way, southwest by west 3, recent rain, 19 miles, 1,020, falling slowly. Mallin Head, south by west 4, recent rain, 24 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, southwest by west 5, recent rain, 15 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Friday, the 3rd of January. The general situation. The United Kingdom currently lies in a cold and showery air mass, although high pressure across southern areas is bringing mainly settled conditions here. During Saturday afternoon, Saturday night and Sunday, an Atlantic weather system will move in from the southwest. This will bring strengthening winds and rain or sleet, with a spell of snow expected in Liverpool Bay and the Thames Estuary on Saturday night. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later near Orkney. Showers, wintry at first, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later in south. Showers, wintry at first, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or southwest, backing south later, 2 to 4. Showers, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or southwest, 3 or 4. Backing south or southeast, 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Westerly or southwesterly, backing southerly, 2 to 4. Then backing southeasterly, 4 to 6 later. Showers, then rain or snow later. Good, occasionally poor at first, then becoming moderate to very poor later. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill. Variable 3 or less, becoming southerly 3 to 5, backing southeasterly 5 or 6 later. Rain or snow later, good, becoming moderate to very poor later. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 3 or less, becoming southeast 4 or 5, backing east 5 or 6 later, occasionally 7 later. Rain later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or southeast 2 to 4, increasing 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, then becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Showers, then rain later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, then rain later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West or southwest 2 to 4, backing southeast 4 or 5, then east 5 to 7 later. Showers, then rain or sleet later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then east or southeast 4 to 6 later. Showers, then rain or sleet later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. Isle of Man. West 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then east or southeast 4 to 6 later. Showers, then rain or sleet later, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southwesterly 4 or 5, backing southerly 2 to 4, then southeasterly 4 or 5 later, occasionally 6 later in south. Showers, then rain later in south, good, becoming moderate or poor later in south. Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southerly 2 to 4, then easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5 later. Showers, perhaps wintry at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. west 3 to 5, backing south 2 to 4, then southeast 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Cyclonic, becoming south or southwest 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps wintry at first, good, occasionally poor at first, and moderate later. Shetland Isles, northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Snow showers, then sleet or snow, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin, quite a busy one too. We're reaching the end of our day's broadcasting here on BBC Radio 4. As usual, in a moment, I'll hand us over to the BBC World Service. We'll be back on air on BBC Radio 4 at 5:20 in the morning with the shipping forecast and news briefing with my colleague Alan Smith, and I'll be along later on. That's it for the day here on BBC Radio 4. This is John Hammond in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you, wherever you are, a safe and peaceful night. Good night.
O'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Leanna Byrne, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Toronto and Sydney. First up, President Biden blocks a $15 billion takeover of US steel by Japan's Nippon Steel, calling it a move to protect national security. Will this harm relations with its ally?
I think a deal needs to happen. Whether it's with this partner or not is up for debate. Clearly, the Biden administration says not this partner. And it would be a tricky call for the Trump administration.
Now, should your favorite beer or whiskey come with a cancer warning? We'll hear about the US Surgeon General's push for alcohol warning labels and what it means for the industry. And we're going to be talking money matters, from digital payments to financial fights. That's Business Matters here on the BBC. But first, here's the latest BBC news.
Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. A judge in New York has set January the 10th as the date for Donald Trump to be sentenced following his conviction on charges of paying hush money to a porn star. Mr. Trump's team has called it a witch hunt and a violation of presidential immunity. Neda Taufik reports from New York.
Judge Juan Merchan said the most viable solution that he favored was to give Donald Trump an unconditional discharge, meaning he would not face either jail or probation. He also gave Mr. Trump the option to appear virtually for his sentencing to reduce any disruption to his preparations before officially taking the oath of office 10 days later on Inauguration Day. Judge Merchan refused to overturn the jury's verdict or dismiss the case, arguing presidential immunity did not extend to a president-elect. He said doing so would cause immeasurable damage to confidence in the rule of law, and that it was important to protect the sanctity of a jury verdict.
The Republican Congressman Mike Johnson has narrowly won re-election to House Speaker, the most powerful seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. Mr. Johnson was Donald Trump's pick for the position, but in a tense first round of voting, three fellow Republicans cast ballots for someone else. At the very last minute, two of them switched their votes after Donald Trump intervened and spoke to them by phone. Speaking on the House floor, Mike Johnson set out some of his party's priorities.
In coordination with President Trump, this Congress will give our border and immigration enforcement agents the resources that they need to do their job. We will secure the border, we will deport dangerous, criminal, illegal aliens, and finally finish building the border wall.
The families of Israeli hostages held in Gaza have welcomed the decision by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to resume indirect ceasefire talks.